Fred, so far this year, paradoxically, because those areas have had a drought, and you would have thought that the drought would have inhibited the development of the mosquitoes. But as it turns out, in a drought, you have pools, limited pools of water, that draws the mosquitoes, but also draws the birds. The mosquitoes bite the birds, become infected, and then bite humans. And so, paradoxically, the drought has actually accelerated the spread of West Nile.
Well, there isn't much sign that this drought is going to end anytime soon. So what are your fears for this spread of the virus? How much worse could it get?
Well, it could get worse, and that's why everybody is urging preventive measures. To search around the house for any pools of standing water where mosquitoes might breed, use insect repellent. If you're going out and about, particularly in the evenings or early morning, wear long-sleeved garments and long trousers, and just use insect repellent constantly.
Are we talking epidemic proportions here?
Well, there, it's certainly a large outbreak, and a large outbreak is often called an epidemic. It's a bit of a slippery slope.
And also one of those sensational words you have to be careful, of course, about using. If you have been bitten by a mosquito that happens to have been infected with West Nile virus, what are the symptoms that you would get and what kind of treatment is available?
Well, the symptoms are, first of all, fever. You can have chills, feeling poorly, aches and pains, and that may be all. But a small proportion of people go on to develop West Nile encephalitis. The older you are, the more likely that is to occur. And of course, that's an infection that involves the brain, and you lose the function to think, and you can become comatose. And that's obviously the most serious kind of infection. The treatment is supportive care at the moment, essentially. We take care of you while your body fights off the virus.
Okay, Dr. Schaffner, you mentioned the kind of things that individuals can do, but in Texas, they're already taking measures at a state level. They want to start spraying some of the cities, I understand, from the air. They haven't done that since Lyndon Johnson was president. Is that the kind of thing that's going to help, do you think?
Oh, yes, I think it would. I knew they were considering it. And so you spray insecticide over a large area, it's safe for humans, it settles, and it kills mosquitoes. And you can knock down mosquito populations very dramatically, quite quickly.